Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, your hosts right here.
At CJAM Radio.
99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor, Detroit.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
You look great.
Why, thank you. You look wonderful yourself.
Well, I worked on it.
That's good.
Yeah. Shaved this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Let me feel. Yeah. Very smooth. Nice. Yeah.
You got to keep your hands off my face, though.
Whoa.
So what's going on?
Not a heck of a lot.
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah, just the usual, you know.
No. Usual what? Tell me what.
Usual. Business as usual over here in Camp Big JD.
Camp Big JD.
Hey, that sounds pretty cool. That's a good idea right there. Big JD.
You're going to start a camp?
Yeah, for kids.
Big JD's camp for kids.
Yeah.
And that sounds a little bit like a pedophile, so what are you going to do with the...
Big JD's camp for kids. No, it doesn't at all.
Well, it depends on what you're doing with the kids, bro.
Wow. Obviously, camping.
Are you camping?
Camping, campfires, teaching them new skills, perhaps.
Well, that's the thing. Usually, a kid's
I'm not going to be the only one there.
Usually, a kid's camp is like a math camp or a science camp or a survival type camp or just a general outdoor living kind of camp. You go horseback riding and play volleyball.
It'll be a fun camp.
Hiking.
Big JD's fun camp for kids.
Can I work
it
there?
It sounds cool. You certainly can. Yeah, all summer long.
Awesome.
You get some shutdown time in the summer. You can come and work for Big JD.
I'd love to.
You're hired.
All right. When do I start?
Yeah, you already started.
All right. I feel my pockets getting full of money already.
Yeah, that's highly unlikely, but you can start right now.
You know, we don't do this for the money. We do it because we love it.
That's right.
We love the...
Like the rest of the programmers here at CJM.
That's right.
Everybody loves what they do. And I think it shines through on their shows. It's cool. And now a brand new news department at CGM, which is cool as well.
And they just hired a news director.
And they're not going to get it here this morning. We generally do a news segment, but this is the farewell show for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I want to play my violin, but I don't have it with me today.
You should have brought it.
It's not
I'm
a
sure
sad
you have
occasion.
A violin on your iPad.
It's on my phone.
No, it's not
actually.
A sad occasion.
No.
Not at all.
It means we're moving on to just things we have to do. We have other obligations to fulfill.
Right.
And the Big JD and Lippo show was...
It's been fun. We've done 50-some shows. We've done over a year of morning show here. It seemed to fly by, honestly.
I thought we've only done it 3 or 4 weeks myself.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done lots of morning shows. I think it's been a lot of fun. I was glad and felt... fortunate enough to have been asked to do the morning show. So that was really cool.
For sure.
And of course, for you and I to be able to do that is always a nice bonus.
Yes.
We've been co-hosting things for a long time.
That's right. I think we have something that is, and it's not all that easy to come by, I don't think.
Now, if somebody wants to pay for that, we might be open to suggestions. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think the morning hosts thing is that whole landscape is changing now, isn't it? Because there's a few guys here in the city of Windsor who are also on other radio stations that they've been moving on as well, or moving over.
A lot of changes happening, I think, and I don't think things can stay the same forever.
Of course,
you know what I mean. Everything changes. I mean, look at the news department at CGM. I mean, that was a long time coming, and now. you know, they have a news department here, and hiring somebody to do that. Once again, you're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And Lipo's making all kinds of noise.
Causing a ruckus.
It's because you don't have the boom thing happening. Unfortunately, I wish I had another spot here for a boom for you.
I do have a boom.
I know you do.
Boom!
And the final Big JD and Lipo in the Morning show here at CJAM. And,
right.
Again, it's been a blast. And we actually have a show topic this week.
Directly tied into what we're doing.
Yeah. And what's that?
Saying farewell.
Avita Zane.
Goodbye.
My feet are saying goodbye. And that, of course, from the Sound of Music with Julie Garland. Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews.
Judy Garland. Julie Andrews.
And the male lead was Christopher Plummer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And saw him. Oh, actually, I didn't see him, but he's a big actor guy there from up in Canada here.
Strathroy.
Is he Canadian? He is Canadian. Anyway,
he might be Canadian.
I think he is. Yeah, Stratford. Stratford. Yeah,
that's right.
You've been to Stratford in the wintertime?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's very nice this time of year. No, not quite this time of year, but once it snows and everything, it's a nice little town. Anytime, really.
Yeah. But anyway, we're saying goodbye.
We are saying goodbye. And so we're going to be talking about saying goodbye and goodbyes and farewells and arrivederci's.
Oh, I love that word.
Uh-huh. And that is?
Italian, I assume.
All right. And French? Au revoir?
Au revoir. Yep. Yep.
Au revoir. Okay. I say au revoir.
You're such a French guy. Do you know how to roll your R's?
Roll the R's. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is that important? In,
No, not necessarily, but a lot of languages
use... I don't think French it is it? You don't roll R's in French,
do
you?
Oh, yes, you do. There are some words.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, there's some words you have to roll R's. In some languages, you have to learn how to roll other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Languages, like Jamaican? You have to learn how to roll other things?
Yes, exactly. You know what that
Jamaican
means,
man. Jamaican man. Well, Jamaican is it not actually a language, but isn't it like a form of like a different type of English, sort of? Jamaica's not a... Is it a language?
No.
No.
It's just an island.
Right, but I mean, Jamaican as a... You speak Jamaican?
No.
Is that a...
No.
No, but I mean, if you did speak Jamaican, is it something other than English?
I think...
I knew somebody that spoke, I want to say it was Jamaican, but it's English, but it's all different.
Up.
Yeah, you can't hardly understand it.
Right. I don't know.
Mon.
Exactly. I'm trying to think what...
Reggae mon.
I think it was the Spanish brought the slaves there from Ethiopia. So if anything, it would be a version of Spain. Version of Spanish.
Oh, right. Yeah. And I think I remember him saying something about that. And that was Rooster. Nice shout out to Rooster.
Hey, used Rooster.
I don't know if you ever knew Rooster from The Plant. Not to be confused with La Plante.
And not to be confused with Rooster. That would be...
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
No, the guy, guitar player from Alice in Chains' dad. His name was Rooster.
And his dad?
Yeah. His song was from him.
Oh, down to Rooster. Oh, yeah. Yeah, however that went. I've never claimed to be a musician or singer.
Lane Staley had a very unique style of singing. So you want to get to... how do you want to start talking about goodbyes? You want to do the 25 best quotes to say goodbye? We have a spot on this show. It's called Quotes and Quips. I don't know if you want to save those for...
Well, there are a lot of them.
Okay.
We can talk about how to say goodbye. I mean, there's many reasons to say goodbye and many ways to say goodbye. One in particular is a job. Although I'm not technically leaving a job here or anything, because I still have a show at CGM. You Talking to Me on Wednesdays at 4.
That's right.
Continues business as usual. And who's coming on first show of 2000 and what? I'm just trying to think what dates the Thursday falls on. Yeah, I guess it would be the first show of 2013.
We call it 2013, I think.
Yeah, 2013. 2013. Reno Perlin, my annual Shape Up show.
Right.
And resolutions and so forth. He's a personal fitness trainer, and
right. He reminds me of, you know, the guy that Johnny Carson used to have from the San Diego Zoo? Remember that dude? Or it was a chick. Sorry.
Really? He reminds you of the chick? No, no, I don't know.
He would always come on at the same, like, you know, he had his regular slot. Oh, it's whatever. We're in the middle of May. Call up what's his name from the zoo.
Oh, okay,
have him,
yeah.
Have him bring some animals. Reno's the same kind of
slot. Yeah, Reno's a, yep, he's got a regular slot at the start of the year on talking about resolutions and everything. And he's very, very knowledgeable about all that stuff. He's a registered massage therapist, a registered brace specialist, or registered nutritionist, and a registered nurse, and everything.
Is he a certified accountant?
He is.
Is he a barrister?
No, he's not. He has a certified accountant, though. And apparently she only uses PC, so he has to keep one of those around. And he's got a Mac, and I'm always trying to make him get rid of his PC, but he won't because of the accountant.
That's crazy.
Now that you bring it up. But so you found a new job. You're ready to give 2 weeks' notice to your current employer, or you've lost your job, and what's the best way to say goodbye?
Take this job and shove it.
First things first, regardless of the circumstances of leaving, if you are about to resign, your first responsibility is to let your employer know that you are resigning, and you need to part on good terms, and you don't want your boss hearing rumors of your departure through the grapevine.
Yeah, make sure that you tell the people who it matters to most first. Tell those people first.
My goodness.
That's nice.
Isn't it, though? And how does that even happen?
Well, we got some Flash or some Java or...
Okay, I don't think that came through in the bigger scheme of things, but saying goodbye to loved ones is, you know...
Where'd you go with that? What happened to the 25 things we're going to say goodbye?
Oh, we were actually going to do that right now? That's are you talking about the quotes? That wasn't 25. That was just how to say goodbye.
Right, and you
just... Saying farewell to coworkers, you know, that kind of thing.
You gave us the intro to this section here, and then you just left.
Well, yeah, I had to leave us hanging because it's mid-show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, we're back.
Talking about farewells this morning.
We are. And, okay, so... Yeah, I did bring up the 25. It was 25 saying goodbye quotes, actually. Some of them are a little lengthier than others. Let's pick up some of these shorter ones. William Shakespeare's one, farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. That's William Shakespeare.
Yep. He doesn't know when he's going to see the person again. Was that in a play or?
Well, I would imagine so. That's all he ever did, wasn't it? We don't have quotes from him of any other kind, would we?
No, because he was believed to be many writers, wasn't he?
Well, that's... Yeah, we've talked about that on the show. Who's Anne Robinson? Do you know Anne Robinson?
That's, no, I don't.
She says, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Okay. That sounds like it might be from a movie or something like that. Charlie Brown. Okay, Charlie Brown. Absence make... That's... Sounds like it's a little bit sophisticated for Charlie Brown, but absence makes the heart grow fonder, but it sure makes the rest of you lonely. Okay, I guess that could be Charlie Brown. Yeah.
And who is Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown is a fictitious character developed by Schultz.
Charles
Schultz.
That's right.
Not to be confused with the guy from Hogan's Heroes.
Schultz! I see nothing!
And speaking of nothing, nothing makes the earth seem so spacious as to have friends at a distance. They make the latitudes and longitudes.
Well, that's nice.
And that is Henry David Thoreau. That's a pretty thorough quote. You know who that is?
Dave Thoreau. I'm guessing he's an author of some kind.
Some people come into our lives and quickly go. Some stay for a while, leave footprints on our hearts, and we are never, ever the same. Flavia Whedon.
Flavia.
Sounds like some kind of girl part.
It does. You've seen that a million times, though.
What? Flavia Whedon?
No, some people come into our lives and quickly go, and some stay for a while and leave.
No, I've never heard that or seen it ever.
Seriously?
No.
Yeah, usually it's like text on a photo of footprints in the sand. You see that.
Oh, that's not...
It's like that inspirational.
One. That's... Oh, I'm thinking of the one that where, you know, I saw one set of footprints, and where were you when I needed you, Lord?
Oh, no, that's the footprints thing. This is the leave impression thing. So some people will stay with you while and they leave an impression. But eventually, we all have to say goodbye at some point in our lives.
And we can continue on with some of the goodbye quotes and saying, I guess, this person says, can someone kill the person who created goodbyes?
Someone obviously didn't like the word
goodbye. Didn't want to say goodbye, yeah. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
There you go.
That's pretty good. And that's Dr. Seuss.
He was a pretty good...
quoter.
Quoter. He came up with some good stuff. Like, I will not eat grain, eggs, and ham.
Yeah. I don't know if this was... Well, I wonder if this was actually from anything or... Don't cry because it's over.
No, smile, I think he had a lot of other material besides children's books that he came out with.
Well, here's one here. Where is the good in goodbye? That's pretty good, actually.
Well, let's dissect that. Where is the good in goodbye? What is a bye?
Bye is see you later.
I know, but what's a, like you say, goodbye?
Well, I think that has something to do with...
it's like farewell.
Be good. Like... you know, I'll see you again and I wish you well while we're apart kind of thing. You know what I mean?
So is that what farewell
like
means?
Like goodbye?
Then? Wish you well?
Maybe the same thing. Fair, like meaning good. But is that, that's F-A-R-E.
Right. What
is
that? That's usually you got to pay something. You got to pay a fare to get on a ride.
Hmm. Farewell. Oh, no. Is that also the fare though? Like
a journey.
Huh?
A fare may be a journey as well.
No, like, how did that fare out? Like, how did it work out? Isn't that the same spelling?
Yeah.
So I think that's what it comes from, is farewell, like, be well.
Whatever happens to you, like, may it be
see
well.
See ya, I hope everything's good, you know what I mean, while you're
down the road.
Gone, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's the same thing with goodbye, not bad bye, you know what I mean?
Or that was a goodbye.
We'll let the band say it right after this.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
And from the band Scatterbrain, this is Goodbye So Long from their Soho 69 CD.
Gasoline, I am the fist of calm.
And there you have your scatterbrain.
A lot of people in the morning are scatterbrains.
Yes.
What about yourself? Do you feel pretty much with it as soon as you wake up?
Absolutely. Ready to rock.
And what do you attribute that to?
Just can't wait to start the day, man.
Is it coffee? Coffee?
No, I don't think so.
Do you drink coffee?
Before I'm out of the bed, man, I'm ready to just rock and roll.
I don't know you any other way, so I've never seen you wake up. I don't know if you're pulling my leg or not.
Spend the night? See what happens in the morning.
Spend the night. Okay.
And then you can say goodbye.
We're talking about farewells here this morning on the Big JD and Lippo in the Morning show. It's our final show, actually, on CJM. And it's a good way to end the year, I think, the year 2012. And if we were listening to this show, that means that the end of the world hasn't happened, right?
Yeah, right.
December 21st.
It's coming.
Is it coming or is it done by the time this show airs?
Oh, by the time the show airs?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a good question. Let's see what's the actual air date of this is in December. And the final Thursday in December, which today's date should be December 27th.
All right.
So just after Xmas.
So nobody's actually going to be listening to the show if the world ends.
No, but I don't think it's going to end until our last show's finished.
Oh, I see.
Saying goodbye in Spanish, as in any other language. There are many ways to say goodbye in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Some expressions are best used in formal situations, while others are more informal or casual in tone.
Give us the formal one.
A formal goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
What is a formal goodbye even in English? Just a goodbye? Is that formal? Adios.
Amigos.
Yeah, it depends on how you say it, though. Like, you might say that as, you know, adios, or you might say adios, or, you know what I mean? Like, put it in a context where, you know, you're being sarcastic, maybe.
Sure. And how do you say goodbye in New York? Why don't you make like a tree and leave?
Is that how you say that in New York? Hasta...
hasta la vista, baby.
No, no. Hasta mahana? Mahana. I guess hasta mañana. See you tomorrow and see you later. Hasta luego.
Okay.
Hasta pronto.
See you
soon.
See you soon, of course.
Let's see. There's more see you later. Oh, it says nos vemos, but what about vamos? Isn't that like
vamanos?
Get the heck out of here. Vamos.
Vamos is, that's another way to
Spanish
say.
For like get lost.
Scram.
Vamos.
But vamanos, is that a word that you just said?
What? The other one? Vimos, yeah. Or whatever? Yeah. NOS. And then separately, VEMOS. Vimos.
Okay.
Vemus?
I don't know.
We obviously don't know. Chow. They have a chow as well. And there's a CHAU. Chow. Oh. Bye. Whereas others are CAIO. Chow. Yeah. Italian.
Yeah. And can't you say hello? That's the same way?
I'll try. Ciao. Yep, I can.
There you go. It's like Hawaiian too, isn't it? Aloha.
Oh, and
and mahalo.
Hebrew. Shalom. Shalom. Means hello and goodbye.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Shalom. I'll shalom you.
Shalom. Shalom. Okay, so we've often said goodbye at the end of the show.
Yes, we
and,
have.
And now we're saying farewell. Ciao.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo, yeah.
There's my way of saying
for good. Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. It's been a milestone here at CJAM.
That's right. It's been fun being here and being there for you on Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock through the year of 2012. And I hope you can hear us again in some other venue possibly later on in the future.
I'll try and keep people abreast of what's happening, in the future with Big JD and Lippo. We've done many a thing, many a splendor thing.
Yes, we have.
Is that another quote? Podcasts and all kinds of things. So, you know, and get you back on you talking to me at some point as well.
Sure.
You've been on a number of times. Yep. And it's always fun. And quite possibly hosting again for next Pledge Drive.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
And a little something here, kind of a twofer for morning music mayhem. A little something here that I wrote, an acoustic song for all the wonderful Big JD and Lippo in the Morning listeners that we might not have had a chance to meet and say hello to. This is called How Do You Say Goodbye?
Farewell.
How do you say goodbye to someone that you never said hello to. We could spend a lifetime just wondering how things should have been, but oh, how the game of life has changed it all. How do you say goodbye to someone that you never said hello to? How do you say goodbye to someone that you never said hello to? I know we made plans and now we just can't see them through, but oh, those plans will always take my heart to you. How do I say goodbye to someone that I never said hello to? How do you say goodbye to someone that you never said hello to? The time has come for you to go back to just where you came from, oh. But I guess that someone needs you there. But how do I say goodbye to someone that I never said hello to? How do you say goodbye to someone that you never said hello to? We could spend a lifetime just wondering how things should have been, but oh, how the game of life has changed it all. Now how do I say goodbye to someone that I never said hello to? How do you say goodbye to someone that you never said hello to? How do I say goodbye to someone that I never said hello to? How do you say goodbye to someone that you never said hello to? Now how do I say goodbye?
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.